Listening to this broadcast and listen to the program of a young man that's doing great works. And many folks who have been to see him have been healed. There have been many who have overcome various problems in the home, sicknesses. Those who have been broke, they have begun to find innumerous amounts of wealth coming to them out of nowhere. And those of you that would call this man of God right now, Reverend Gregory. Remember, right now, my friend, if I were you, I would not put it off. I would not delay it. I would call right now. Pick up the telephone. If you stand in need of help, right now. You like that condition move? Right now. Those of you that have peace in your home, right now. You that have the unknown sickness, right now. Man, if you have that nature problem, right now, call the man of God, Reverend Gregory. Remember right now, my friend, call Reverend Gregory right now. Now, here's a testimony, my friend, of somebody that went to see this man of God and who was touched and who followed and obeyed instructions, and deliverance came to them. And my friend, the same can happen for you. Those of you that are sincere, you that really and truly want to experience a miracle in your life, call Reverend Gregory right now as you're hearing this broadcast. Call him right now and ask my friend for an appointment to see Reverend Gregory.
Come on, church.
And may the Lord bless and keep my father's children for as far as my voice can be heard. Once again, my friends, this is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, my friends, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends. Just that faith of a grain of mustard seed. Yes, you right now that with your backs against the wall, you right now that have that court case pending, you, my friends, that have that sickness in your body, you right now, my friends, that are dealing with enemies, natural or unnatural. Some right now would love to know how to dress around their home to receive peace in that home, for all types of things are going on. Some right now have situations that they never dreamed that they would have to deal with in their entire life. Some right now, my friends, have trouble with enemies throwing that stone, putting that stumbling block just where you plan to walk. And you yourself are praying daily on turning these problems around. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Yes, you with that arthritis, that gout, that rheumatism, you with that problem with your diabetes, you, my friends, that have headaches all the time, that heart condition, my friends, some right now have swelling in that body like they've never had before. As I've told many and many and many and many a moon all through these broadcasts, all through the years, there used to be someone on the farm back in the days that can always go off into the woods with a croaker sack across their back, come back into that home and clean it, put it in that water, boil it, steep it for half the day. Many of you know when you go towards grandma's pot, you end up with a sore on the back of your hand because she'll hit you with that spoon. You touch that pot. Boil it, steep it, and strain it so that they can go back into the fields the next day without that pain in their body, being able to move around and finish the next day, thanking God that they're here today. Yes, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long you've been turning your situation around or turning around up and down the highway trying to turn things around, I'm asking you not to give up, friends. I'm asking you to pray it away. I'm asking you to pray over every situation that you're facing, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. This is Reverend Gregory in Atlanta. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. Oh, my God, I'm going to send you back a bottle of that master stroke oil, a prayer cloth, and a cross. Yes, you that are going through those court cases, I'll send you that guardian angel to keep with you. Oh, my God. Telephone number, my friends, 404-212-2444. Some say, well, I ever got Hanks in my home. What can I do? Write that telephone number down, my friends. When you call, my friends, I'll be here with you, you, and especially you throughout the day asking you that not to give up. Oh, my God. And to pray, help you pray that problem away. Again, telephone number, friends, 404-212-2444. If the line is busy, friends, just dial me right back. Again, that's 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did. For God is God, can, and there is no failure in God if you have just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Oh, my God. Now, those of you that are writing, friends, get your pencils and your paper ready. Write down the mailing address, my friends. Write it down. I'm going to be here asking you, my friends, not to give up, for there is no failure in God. Again, that's 404-212-2444. Oh, my God. Again, friends, no matter what you're facing, no matter how long, my friends, in your spirit and your heart, and you know that that situation should be turned around, write it down. Again, 404-212-2444. And I know, my friends, that you'll be glad that you did.
Listen to the broadcast that Sunday.
Yes, sir. I'm telling you. Now, it was me and my daughter was coming on, and I had the radio on, and I was in your ministering over the radio, you know. And I said, well, Lord, I said, I like this here, and I turned it up a little bit loud, you know, in my car. But people were looking at me mighty strange when I, you know, stopped at the red light.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm going to be honest with you, Reverend, that God had lift me up. I woke up, you know, Sunday morning feeling wonderful.
Uh-huh.
But God had lift me up when he sucked it to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was praising him. All at the same time when I was driving the car, my eyes were full of tears, but he still would lead me on.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing about it, that I've been praying for so long for him to send me somebody that can help my wife, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I've been praying, but I haven't give up. I said, well, Lord's going to answer my prayers one day.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent you to me.
Well, I'm glad because
I thank God for that. I really do.
Because when you called, you didn't know what to do because it's been going on for so long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I mean, so long too, because my mother and my father were living then when that happened to her and all.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother told me, said, "Well, bro, it's something wrong." She says, "That's not no eczema." Says,
mm-hmm.
"Something wrong." And my mother told me about it. And then some other people were telling me about it, other ministers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But see, because we went to different churches and all.
To try to get her healed.
Right, uh-huh. And even this doctor down here, she go to a private doctor that he was a foreign doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Ray, I'm going to be honest with you. She told me that he didn't hardly want to touch your hands or nothing like that.
Hmm.
No, uh-uh. He kept telling me, said, well, honey, he said, well, I can't do nothing for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, Lord, have mercy. Mm-hmm. And then she went to another doctor, you know, a white doctor. He given her medicine and all stuff like that. I said, that ain't doing you no good.
Mm-hmm.
Because people were doing any good, real, but beyond.
You'd see it.
She done spent over $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Way over $1,000 going back and forth to that doctor. It hadn't did no good.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I'll tell you one thing.
What's that?
You have, though. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, sir.
I knew you, you know, when I told you to do it that night before you even met me, I just told you first thing to do is make sure she do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And you know, I see the difference in her skin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She was, honey, look at my hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
I said, thank God. I said, you ought to give God praise now.
Because it was really blistering.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Ooh, and not swole up, Rip.
Uh-huh.
And not swole up like they're going to bust.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! Man, I tell you the truth, I'm telling you the goddamn truth. I have never in my life have went through with someone like that before. She used to wake up at night hollering with her hands and all.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I'm telling you, it got so heavy on me.
Mm-hmm.
It got so heavy on me. Sometimes I just get up and walk the floor and just cry to the good Lord. The healer to send someone, you know.
Now, can I record this?
Yes, sir.
If anybody asked you, what would you tell them? Just that the skin, that if you call for a prayer prosperity package, it will work?
Oh, yes, sir. It sure will work. Yes, sir. It sure will.
All right,
yes, sir. Because I tell you, God know I have been asking him. I mean, that been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
See, because my mother, she passed away. That was in...
Oh, my God. Now, my friends, I'm asking you today, no matter what you're facing, no matter what you're going through, not to put off for today what you can work on today for tomorrow. Don't put it off for tomorrow, for today. Phone number, friends, 404-212-2444. Those of you that are writing, friends, that mailing address is Post Office Box 16903. That's P.O. Box 16903. Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. That's Reverend Gregory, G-R-E-G-O-R-Y, P.O. Box 16903, Atlanta, Georgia, zip it 30321. Our time is drawing down, my friends. Write that telephone number down. When you call, you'll say, Reverend Gregory, send me one of those prayer prosperity packages, whether it's for your business, whether it's for your home, whether it's for your sickness, whether it's for court, whether right now your nature's on vacation or you're trying to grow hair on your head or you have that gout, that arthritis, that rheumatism or diabetes. Right now, if you want to know how to dress around your own home with no one there but you and your prayers, if you have a situation to where you cannot hold on to money and it seems that prosperity is not in your light. If you have a problem with those that are looking for peace in your life and you don't see it coming, I'm going to ask you not to give up and to pray that problem away. Again, friends, telephone number, write it down. Don't try to memorize it, for you know when old Satan gets busy, you can't remember your own number. 404-212-2444. Now, friends, if the line is busy, just dial me right back. I'm here in the prayer office all day long. Again, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. And those of you that are bringing up children, friends, give them a chance to read through the book of Proverbs. A little wisdom is a lot to waste. Prosperity, my friends, is knowing what to do with what you have while you have it. For after it's out of your sight, back down the road, you think about it, then it's already gone. My friends, good God. Again, telephone number, write it down. That's 404-212-2444. When you call, you say, Reverend Gregory, in the name of Jesus, send me that prayer prosperity package. And I know, my friend, that you too can come through. That situation can be turned around. If you have just that faith, just that faith, just that faith, my friends, of a grain of mustard seed. Again, once again, our time is drawing down. That's 404-212-2444. This is Reverend Gregory right here in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, asking you, my friends, not to give up. Asking you, my friends, to pray over everything that you do, no matter when it is, where it is, or how you plan to do it. For God is, God can, and there is no failure in God. May God bless you and keep you. Till we meet again, you pray with us, and we'll be praying with you. We'll be right back.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
For truly God is great, and he's so greatly to be praised. And also, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory that is due your name. Lord, we invite your presence on the line this morning because we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Spirit of the living God, we come before you, ask you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Father God, we don't want nothing to hinder us on this morning from getting into your presence, because we know for sure in your presence is fullness of joy. And Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, we yield ourselves as vessels unto you, O God, open and readily to receive what you have for us. Father God, we thank you for life, health, and strength. Father God, we even thank you for what you're doing, what you will do, and what you have done. Lord, if we had 10,000 tongues, that still wouldn't be enough to say thank you. Thank you for opening doors that no man can close. And thank you for closing doors that was not meant for our good. Father God, we just love you with an everlasting love. We thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory. We just do your precious name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles, could you turn it to Jeremiah, the first chapter and the 9th verse. Jeremiah, the first chapter and the 9th verse. And I will be reading from the New International Version. And it reads, "Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And today's topic is a divine touch. A divine touch. Jeremiah 1:9 basically states that the Lord put forth his hand and touched his mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. People of God, this passage signifies God's direct empowerment. It provides divine authority and the message content to the prophet, ensuring his words were not his own, but God's words. A prophet is a very special person. They have the assignment of speaking God's word. They cannot add to God's word, and they cannot take away from God's word. A prophet comes to set a house in order. I was sharing with a woman of God on yesterday that in this season, God is using the apostles and the prophets like never before to set the house in order where there is shaking and crumbling and disorder. He's sending them in this hour, in this season, to speak a word of life, to speak a word of restoration, to speak a word that would let them know exactly what God is doing. There are times when things are going on in the world and so chaotic. Most of the time, people cannot hear the voice of God because they worried about what is going on somewhere else. But when God uses a prophet, and I want you to hear me well, a prophet must come with the word as well as the scripture that backs up the word that God has sent. Come on here, somebody. Because if that prophet is not lining up with the word, you better run. A prophet will always have a word, a scripture that follows. My God to thee. And also, let's break this scripture down. When God touched Jeremiah's mouth, it was a divine provision. Jeremiah felt like he was too young and he was fearful, but God's touch provided the necessary courage and words for his ministry, showing that divine assignments come with divine equipment. God equips the ones he have called. He qualifies you, and he will call you, and he will equip you. You can't go out there half-hearted. It's just like the people in the military. They have to train before they get out there. They have to go through all kind of military equipment and tactics, and they have to exercise just to get them ready for what may come. That's what the word of God does for us. That's why we have to pray. That's why we have to fast. That's why we have to read the word of God to build us up, to get us ready. Come on here, somebody, for the assignment God has called us to do. Because when there is a divine assignment on our life, the enemy going to come in and try to shoot arrows in the spirit realm to make us not go to the assignment, but also allow us not to complete the assignment. So by God divinely touching the mouth of Jeremiah, this was a symbolic act. The touching of the mouth is a symbolic act indicating the transmission of prophetic authority and purification for the task ahead. When God sends you to another region on assignment to go preach or teach at another church, he has to equip you. He is not going to allow you to go half-hearted. That's why when I am invited to speak somewhere, I don't speak to the person that invited me, because I want God to minister to me. I want God to show me, to tell me what territory I'm going in. And most of the time, I will go in like a week or then a couple of days before, just to feel the atmosphere, to see what I am getting into, what I'm going to. Come on here, somebody, because I don't want to go in bombarded. And I often say I don't speak to the leader or no one, because if God gives me, and when God's give me a prophetic word for you, the first thing you won't be able to say, oh, she talked to my leader because no one knew that but my leader. No, that's not true, because God will give that man or that woman of God something that only you and God know. Come on here, somebody. Now, I'm talking about the prophetic. The prophetic is a very unique, sensitive calling. Come on here, somebody. Which displays authority and purification. Sanctification, consecration, and fasting. So, in the midst of that, being that the divine touch was transferable, it also meant a context of calling. And this occurs in the context of Jeremiah's call to be a prophet to the nations, overcoming his self-doubt by relying on God's presence. If God spoke to you one time, that does not mean you are a prophet. If God spoke to you one time to give somebody a word, does not mean you are a prophet. God can use anybody, anytime, to speak a word. The context of the calling allows you to overcome self-doubt self-reliance, leaning on nobody else's voice but God's in the spirit realm. And also in this verse, it was a spirit of encouragement. This verse is often used to encourage us believers that God calls, God equips, and God places his words in their mouths for service. And I often hear that prophets are loners. No, prophets are not loners. It's just that God selects their people to be around. A prophet cannot be around everyone. God selects who they be around. Because the people that God places in their lives has to be the people that will encourage them, that will pray for them, that will uplift them, not tear them down, not be jealous of them. Come on here, somebody. It's just that God places specific people that can handle, watch this, their task, that can handle their spirit, because prophets are very unusual people. Sometimes they will talk, sometimes they won't talk. Some, they are in the place of being very prayerful, and they are watchmen, they are seers. They can see things coming ahead before they come. They are very unique people. Everybody does not understand a prophet. So, Jeremiah 1 and 9 reminds us that calling does not begin with your ability, but with God's touch. Jeremiah felt young, unqualified, and afraid. Yet God did not ask him to prove himself. Instead, God reached out, touched his mouth, and placed his words there. You see, this shows that divine assignment always comes with divine provision. So after God promised Jeremiah that he would be with him in his role as a prophet and rescue him, he touched Jeremiah's mouth and gave him the gift of his words to speak. That was a destiny moment right there. You see, Jeremiah knew that he was never alone, that God was always with him, that he would have the wisdom to know what to do and say, and that God would make a way through the difficulties that would come to him as a prophet. When you do what God is asking you to do, there is a force behind you that you can't explain. Come on here, somebody. A power that causes you to overcome what should hold you back. A favor that opens doors and brings the right people, that brings talent out that you hadn't known that you had. And it also propels you into your destiny. Now you need to get in agreement with God and believe and declare that you can do what he has called you to do. That activates supernatural power once you get in your mind that you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you, that you can do exactly what God has called you to do. And so you know that's when you will see the hand of God bring about what he purposed for your life before you were born. Come on, let us pray. Father, thank you for the calling and for the purpose you have given us, as well as your touch upon our life. Thank you for your promise to be with us, to provide us with everything we need to fulfill our assignment. Father God, we believe and declare we can do what you say we can do. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And also, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And also know, when you're down to nothing, you can rest assured that our God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist.